we chant day after day. The Buddha is the unexcelled teacher of those fit to be tamed. Which means basically that he couldn't teach everybody, only those who are ready to accept his teachings. And what does it mean to be fit to be tamed? It means you're willing to realize that your happiness has to depend on your actions, and that what you're doing right now is not leading to the best happiness possible. So there's something wrong, something you have to change in your behavior. We read cases in the canon of people who are not interested in changing their behavior, and the Buddha had very little to say to them. It's the people who are willing to look at their own behavior and say, okay, I'm doing something wrong here. What is it? The Buddha focuses you on the issue of pain and suffering because that's when we begin to realize, okay, something's wrong. The question is what? Our worldviews are very well guarded. And unless we really have to, we very rarely will admit to that there's something wrong with the way we look at the world. But when we see that it's causing suffering, we say, well, maybe I can change the way I look at the world, and change the way I look at the world will change my behavior. In terms of what you think about, what you talk to yourself about, what you talk to others about, and what you do. When you're willing to change your behavior, that's when you're fit to be tamed. Otherwise, you're like a wild horse that can't be tamed. In the old days, they used to shoot them. If you're a horse trainer and you've got a horse that couldn't be tamed, he wouldn't let that horse out into the world because it would spoil your reputation. In the same way, the Buddha said he wouldn't teach people who would refuse to respond to either harsh treatment or to gentle treatment, or a mixture of the two. But this is a question that we have to ask ourselves, am I fit to be tamed? What am I doing? What are my attitudes that make me hard to tame, hard to train? Those are the things that are getting in the way. Those are the things that are preventing you from actually hearing what the Buddha has to say. So it's important that we work on our attitude. This is why Chan Sawat, every time we would begin meditating in the evening, would say to develop an attitude of faith, develop an attitude of conviction and inspiration in what you're doing. That this really is a good path. And there may be some difficult lessons you have to learn on the path, but they're all for a good purpose. When you bring the right attitude to the path, then it opens the way.